Welcome and marhaba. My name is Nasser Al-Sughayr and I'm a walker. I love walking. Walking saved my life. It has been teaching me new ways of thinking, sensing, relating, and imagining. Maybe you can start walking randomly around Al-Jaddaf Sculpture Park while I introduce you to our walking journey together. The sound walk you're about to go on was commissioned by the Jameel Arts Center around Al-Jaddaf waterfront, starting from the main doors of the center and lasting between 25 to 30 minutes, depending on your pace. This walk was curated by Nadine Al-Khoury, performed by Katerina Biku, sound designed by Joe Najem, and channeled in collaboration with the creek, birds, fish, feet, bridges, airplanes, and the countless older-than-human beings generously contributing to life and whom you may also encounter on the way. To notice more of those non-human kin, we invite you to walk at a slow, wandering pace. One more thing before you begin the sound walk. This walk is a playful one. It's a child's walk. Someone is calling from a distance. Can you hear them? Maybe I'm just imagining. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yes. This walk is a child's walk. This child is a 12-year-old girl. You will be stepping into the shoes of her father. Are you hearing that again? Ah. That is Hur, and she is the one calling you right now. If you are now at the front park, walk towards a large blue stand that has a map on it. You will find this blue stand by the handrail of the water canal. Hur is waiting there for you.
Waiting for you. Come on. Finally, you're here. Wait, you promised not to say a word. It's my turn to surprise you today. You only have one birthday to celebrate. Only one. This is it, and it's today. If we don't do this walk today, we'll miss the passage, and it may never open again. Can we stick to what we agreed to? Please. For my mom. Wait, don't start walking yet. Let's agree on something first. Here's the deal. I lead the walk, you follow. I do the talking, you do the listening. I know you want me to tell you where we're going, but it's a surprise. I'm gonna take you on a special birthday walk with a surprise gift at the end. It'll be so much fun. Maybe sometimes confusing and painful. But I promise you, after we're done, you won't even remember that we did the walk. Are you ready to walk? Okay. Now we are standing at the handrails by the water canal facing this giant, tall tower. We will start walking from here to the left along the creek and towards the back doors of the Jameel Art Center. During our walk, we will always remember to walk beside the creek, keeping it to our right hand with its water guiding us along the way. Now keep walking to the left until you arrive at the handrails next to the back doors. Come on, let's walk.
Listen, can you hear the sounds of the water?
No? It's because you have your headphones on. You always have them on, waiting every second for a call from work. There's so many worlds out there speaking to us at this moment that we're missing out on. Can you please take one of your headphones off for that moment, just to free that ear? You can keep the other one on. Maybe you can massage that free ear. Slowly. Come on. Hello? Yes, I'm talking to you. You could do it. You could move your fingers around in gentle circles, as if your ear is about to swallow your fingers. As we keep walking, let's test our massaged ear and try listening again. How about now?
Can you hear the waters of the creek?
Still nothing? I can hear the sounds of the creek. Why can't you hear them?
My teacher told us that humans only use a small fraction of the full capacity of their senses, and that when we don't use our senses, they grow weaker over time. What is that word she taught us? It rhymes with catastrophe? Oh, wait, don't say anything. Yes, atrophy. Our senses atrophy, probably because of the overcrowded sounds and visuals that are competing for our attention in our modern-day cities and tech worlds. With repeated exposure to these hyperstimulations, our ears, eyes, noses, skins, brains, senses, and bodies become overwhelmed and selective of what they are able to receive. They may even decide to numb levels of their capacities to help us survive this overwhelm. I wonder about what I am unable to hear now, and may never be able to hear in my life. Sounds that you may have once heard when you were my age, and have now become extinct in my body? We're now arriving at the back doors of the Jameel Art Center. Let's stop walking now and come closer to the handrails facing the creek. Can you now notice the airplanes taking off every 2 minutes? Flying from right to left and carrying their engine sounds high over the clouds. Hey, listen to their sounds. Did you know that birds inspired humans to fly and build these airplanes? Birds are generous, older than human beings, who have historically taught us wisdom that helped us survive and thrive, from learning how to speak, move, and fly, to learning how to care, mourn, and die. Birds continue to teach us now about how to be in the world, but we rarely pay attention to what they gift us every day. Can you also hear the sounds of the highway from here? Do you know that we're now listening to hundreds of cars passing Al Garhoud Bridge to your left? Oh, look to the right side. That's another bridge, the Business Bay crossing. Hundreds of more cars. Just over the last minute alone, we've probably been listening to thousands of cars, all driving inside our ears and bodies. Imagine your body like a big city, with cars driving inside your veins, vibrating in your bones, circling around your head, wearing out your flesh, parking in your gut, and honking in your chest. What if our bodies are becoming extensions of the city? What if we already are the city that we live in? Whoa, look, there's a huge traffic in my arm street. Wait, they're driving up to my shoulders, through my neck. I can't breathe. I'm gonna sneeze cars out of my nose. Beep, beep, itch. Let's continue walking along the creek, keeping the water to our right until we find the first pedestrian bridge across the canal. This pedestrian bridge will be our portal of entry into our walk. Look at the seagulls flying over the creek. Tens of thousands of them, along with other bird species, migrate every winter on a risky journey from the colder regions of Siberia and the Mediterranean to the warmer shores of the Gulf and the creek here. Every year, I notice seagulls arriving at the creek as early as September and leaving back home around April. They are now our guests and our fellow residents here.
I wonder about how we could be good neighbors to them. What might we learn from them and with them, especially at these times of climate chaos? Listen to their sounds if we can find ones nearby. Let's keep walking towards the pedestrian bridge, which will carry us across the creek waters. Did you know that the Arabic origin of the word creek, al-khur, originates from the Arabic root verb khara, meaning to weaken or to fade out? I think it means when the big sea enters the land, its waters slowly start to narrow down and to fade out. Is that how you're feeling today on your birthday, now that you're growing older? Maybe not only our senses are atrophying through the city, but our bodies too are slowly fading out? I know what you're gonna tell me. I can read it on your face.
Poor, you're too young to talk like that.
I know, it's just that I can't stop thinking about growing older with everything that's happening. You know, to our earth, our climate, and our waters. I mean, will my generation and the next ones be able to live through these coming waves of collapse? Will we be able to celebrate our next birthday? Will my future children be able to take me on a walk like I'm doing now for you? Like all the walks Mother has always taken us on when she was with us? We're now approaching the first pedestrian bridge to our right. I'm gonna run and reach there before you. Meet me inside at the bottom of the stairs to the bridge. But don't go up yet without me. See you there. Before we go up this bridge and cross it to the other side, I know what I said earlier made you feel anxious about the future and about growing older. So when we climb the stairs in a bit, I want you to stomp the weight of that anxiety through your feet with every step you're climbing, as loud as you can. Wait for my signal. Ready? Go! Follow the beat of my feet. Come on! Louder! Yes, louder! Now, let's walk to the middle of the bridge and let's face the majestic creek. We will stand here and rest for a bit. This bridge is our portal of entry and our passage to the other side. I want you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. Hey, keep your eyes closed. Mom told me that many indigenous communities do not make a distinction between humans and nature. Some of them don't even have a word for nature in their language. They see the creek, the trees, the mountains, and other animals as much older relatives, and they make it a ritual to request safe passage from the land by asking permission to experience it as a relation, rather than an object to be consumed, or a property to be owned, or like a resource to be used. Maybe we can try asking the creek and the land for their permission before we proceed with our walk along them.
The land and the creek are always speaking to us through our bodies. You need to listen with your whole body for a response back from them.
Oh, and then we can offer them a gift in return during our walk. Like a flower, or a song, or anything that can be of good service to them. Mom said that sometimes you can be told that it is not a good time to proceed. Hey creek! Hey land! Assalamu alaikum! Can we walk with you? Will you allow us in? Can your waters guide us along the way? We promise to offer you a gift in return.
Now, if you are sensing in your body the permission to proceed, then you can slowly open your eyes and keep walking to the other side. Otherwise, we can stop our walk here and come back some other time when the creek and the land allow us in. Now that we are sensing no resistance to proceed, we are walking down the stairs. Once we are at the other side, let's face the water and continue walking to the left. We will continue doing that throughout our walk, always walking along the canals while keeping the water to our right hand, guiding our way. If what we had sensed on the bridge was the land granting us consent, it means we are now walking with a promise of responsibility. Most of our current nature and climate crises are sponsored by an ongoing collective breaking of this promise by a human tribe. Sometimes we might not even remember those promises that we and our ancestors have made to the land, but we can sense them as a dis-ease in our bodies and as a rupture in our relations to each other and to Mother Earth. Our arrogant desires and entitlement for certainty and control make us fall deeper into perceiving ourselves as separate and superior to our other than human kin. Could this rupture and this dis-ease be our body's way of longing to acknowledge and be with the living earth? What if we've never been separate from the land to begin with? What if this human body has always been an extension of the living earth? Look at her feet walking now, grounding into the land and sometimes attempting to separate, but never quite able to fully separate. We always need at least one foot touching the ground to balance while walking. Do you remember the first time your feet ever touched the ground? I mean, I can't exactly remember, but I sometimes recall this repeating dream where I see myself terrified of falling to the ground. I'm not sure I want to tell you that dream. Hey, look at the flowers and leaves to your left. They're pinwheel flowers. Let's get closer to them and continue walking in parallel. Look at how they're fed with air, sunlight, water, soil, worms, bacteria, pollutions, disruptions, and also fed by our current gaze right now. They grow and bloom, and then wither and fall off to reunite with Mother Earth. We too are fed with air, sunlight, water, soil, worms, bacteria, pollutions, disruptions, and so many other gazes, growing and blooming. And one day, after our time here, we will wither and fall off to reunite with Earth, where my mom is now.
The Earth is both a womb and a tomb.
Let's keep walking along the creek until we arrive at a small marine port. Did you know that the creek used to end at Al-Jadaf before it was dredged and extended over the last decades? This end of the Dubai Creek was once a natural basin that made it the region's oldest ship repair facility. There even used to be fishermen huts in Al-Jadaf that now no longer exist. Hey, as we keep walking, let's look into the water. We may be able to see fish swimming in the creek.
You can sometimes spot schools of fish who swim close by here. Hundreds of tiny fishes synchronizing their dance with the rhythm of the creek. They sometimes swim to the surface, and under direct sun, their scales reflect back the sunlight like a beautiful constellation of stars. Let's keep walking around the marine port toward the handrails overlooking Algarhoud Bridge, opposite to a big green grass area. I sometimes spot crabs, jellyfish, and other underwater creatures slowly passing by here. You know, in that dream I didn't want to tell you about, I myself was an underwater creature, living in a magical water world. I had everything I ever wanted. In that dream, my heartbeat danced to the deep rhythm of the water. Time had no meaning at all. I felt like I was there since forever. And I really felt at home. But suddenly, the water started shaking and draining out. I didn't want to move, but I had no choice. The waves forcefully carried me away through a narrow passage out into the freezing open air. It was so bright and loud. My lungs felt heavy and my stomach was aching. Everything was confusing and incomprehensible. I kept screaming and crying until the dream ended. Let's keep walking. We're getting closer to the handrails overlooking the creek by Algarhoud Bridge. Look at this huge and generous creature, Alhor. In my geography school book, the creek is defined as a tongue of water that extends from the sea into the land. It's fascinating how the creek is in the shape of our tongues. Try sticking your tongue out. Yes, don't be shy. Stick your tongue out towards the creek. Now breathe in and out through your mouth for the next few seconds. Take the creek in and let its winds touch your tongue. As you're reaching the handrails overlooking the creek and Algarhoud Bridge, you will now allow your tongue to come back inside your mouth. Now let's stop by a corner of the handrails facing Algarhoud Bridge to take a rest and listen to the haunting sounds coming from its bridge creature. I have an idea. Let's do another experiment with our tongues. While we're stopping here by the corner of the handrail facing Algarhoud Bridge, keep your mouths and lips closed. Now roll your tongue in a counterclockwise motion, pushing onto the inside of your mouth. Come on! Are you rolling your tongue now? Do it slowly and feel the saliva gathering in your mouth. And don't swallow it. Complete as many tongue circles as your age. Now, with our mouths full, let's continue walking along the water canal. As you keep walking, circulate the saliva through your mouth in a rinsing motion, without swallowing or spitting, and feel the creek and its waves within you. How might those waters in your mouth and your body's 60% water content be all extensions of the waters of the Dubai Creek, the Arabian Gulf, the sea and the oceans beyond. Allow yourself to dive deeper into these waters. What are you holding in your mouth now? Your saliva? The creek water? Both? Is there something else there too? You may start to feel the blurring of the lines separating the waters between your mouth and the creek. Now, you can slowly allow these waters to sink through your body, to be swallowed with welcome and care. Dad, how many times did you roll your tongue inside your mouth? You're still not gonna tell me how old you are? 40? 70? 150? Wait. Are you hearing that? Why am I still hearing the waters in my mouth? I'm gonna try swallowing it again. The water sounds are still there. Wait, this feels familiar. What? Are we in that dream I told you about? Can you feel your body shaking and your feet quickening their pace? Look at what's happening to the creek and the air around us. They're draining out. Quick, follow me. We're being pushed through the walking path along the canals. Walk faster. Run and don't stop. For a long time, we've been taking for granted that this world we live in is the only world, and that it will continue in this one way forever. But now I can see what's happening. Our womb time on Earth is coming to an end. Mother has been going through repeated contractions and collapses, and now she has no space for us anymore. We've become too ripe to continue through our destructive desires and our current ways of being. Let's keep walking fast. There's a secret path with stairs you'll find to your left. Let's climb those stairs up and beyond the edges of what we know. Today is your birthday. The day you were birthed into new forms and worlds. We need to step up, show up, and grow up to become responsible. As you're climbing the stairs now, you'll have to zigzag your way through it. There's no one linear straight line to a place of arrival. We'll have to humbly lose our way and to shed our blinding arrogance. Will Mother be there to receive us on the other side? What if she doesn't survive this labor? I can hear her heart fading out as we continue to devour her. Dad, Mother is in pain. Can you feel her pain within your body? We need not to run away from the pain anymore, but to face it with courage and learn from it. At the top end of the stairs, you'll find a local road. Beware of passing cars before crossing this road to the opposite side. Once you cross, you'll find another set of stairs to climb down. Remember when we asked the creek and the land for permission to walk along them? We promised to offer them a gift in return. We're not breaking our promise again. We've done that for thousands of years. It's time to sing songs that honor the land, songs that will guide us to keep losing our way, to be humble.
Just that we may shed your tears and skin to the pain of all your kin. Surrender the world you seek till your tongue fades into the creek. Listen with your feet to this land's heartbeat. Remember through your birth that your body is the earth.